Park Superintendent Jason Taylor named Jordan Newman the new chief ranger for Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park in Skagway. It is the most visited national park in the state, host to nearly 1 million yearly guests. In total, Newman worked in nearly a dozen national parks. His first was Yosemite National Park in California, nearly two decades ago.
The first minute driving into the park and seeing the grand vista with El Cap and Half Dome in the background, I immediately knew whatever I had just gone to college for was a waste of my time, and I was now going to devote my time to being in the outdoors and hopefully in the national parks.
Chief Ranger is a short title for the head of Visitor and Resource Protection Division. It's the lead law enforcement position for the park. In addition to law enforcement, Chief Ranger oversees emergency service responses, search and rescue, aviation patrol, permitting, and fire response, among other things. Former Chief Ranger Tim Stidell retired last year. Newman has experience coordinating law enforcement and emergency response for busy park areas. He's worked in and for national parks in a wide range of positions, from concessionaire to cross-country ski guide and ranger to resource protection.
I feel like it's all been leading to this. I feel like I've gotten a real big picture view of what goes on in and near the national parks. And I grew up in a very small town, so I'm used to living in small towns and remote places. I feel like the chief ranger job fits so well into what I'm looking for, the kind of place I want to work at, the kind of community I want to live in.
Newman currently serves the National Park Service as Naknek District Ranger for Katmai National Park in King Salmon, Alaska. When he's not in a park, Newman and his wife like to travel. On a trip to Australia, they visited Steve Irwin's zoo. Newman saw something moving on the ground in the parking lot as they were leaving.
It was a baby carpet python on the ground. It was only maybe 6-8 inches long. So I picked it up and I was holding it. I was like, wow, what a cool thing to be able to catch a snake on Steve Irwin's property just like he did. And as I was holding it up, he actually drove right by me, right next to me in his SUV. So I held it up and let it wriggle it as he drove by. And, you know, he had the window halfway down and gave me a big smile and the thumbs up as he went by.
He and his wife are originally from Massachusetts. They will arrive in Skagway this June. In Haines, I'm Claire Strumpel.